Hello friends, welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Talk. Today we are doing something a little different. I'm coming to you live. And I want to talk about the movie Piranha, specifically the 1978 version. I'm going to talk about the good, the bad, and the downright campy about this movie here in about the next 5 minutes. So, thank you for hanging out. The good with Piranha. First of all, a little background. So after Jaws came out in 75, there was like a whole slew of similar killer animal creature features with titles like Orca, what's that about? Grizzly, I wonder what the animal there is. Or Alligator, and also, of course, Piranha. Now, where those movies have really bad reputations for just being cheap knockoffs, Piranha actually has a reputation for being a cut above the rest. And I had never seen this movie, so my bar was pretty low, and I was pleasantly surprised. And it's got to be credited to the director, Joe Dante, who directed Gremlins, The Howling. So, like, he's definitely got a reputation for his unique blend of horror and comedy, and for just being a good director. And he's a really good director in this movie. It starts off really strong. The direction is really tight and intentional. The relationships between the characters are great. Everyone knows what they want to do. So he's got like some really horrific moments that he really leans into and chews on. And it's like, oh, well, no pun intended. And it's really great to watch. But he also does bring a comedic tongue-in-cheek blend to the movie. For example, in the beginning, a woman is at an arcade literally playing a video game called Jaws about a shark. So he definitely knows what he's doing. And fun fact, Steven Spielberg himself saw this movie when it came out and said, yeah, this is a good movie. So great things, lots to love on that. Go check it out. Now, in terms of the bad, this is just some technical stuff with the script. The movie runs 90 minutes, which is great. At about the hour mark, it started to lose steam, and it started to just kind of feel like it was padding its runtime. And here's why. And this is a spoiler alert, if you care. The movie is one of those movies where it has two climaxes. And if that makes sense to you, I hate that. I don't know about you. So the whole movie where we are racing towards a thrilling conclusion at a summer camp, a daytime summer camp where there's lots of like kids and they're in the water and they're doing their like swim for their merit badge. And the daughter of the main hero is at this summer camp. So he's like, oh shoot, I gotta go save her before the piranha get downriver and eat my daughter. And it's like, oh, this is great. The stakes are high. We know what we're driving towards. And we get there. And then we still have a half hour left of what? The exact same kind of climax, just further downstream at a resort where there are innocent bathers. And, like, that's great. But we just, like, what we were invested in has now happened to our satisfaction. And now we got 30 minutes to go. Now, with that said, those last 30 minutes is definitely where the movie like throws its budget in just pure mayhem and carnage. And it's great. It's awesome. Like, definitely, like, but it's just extra. It's just extra. And just like story-wise, it's not needed at all. Yes, it would have made the movie like an hour and 10 minutes long without that extra, but I don't know. It would have been like a stronger, more compact story. So that was the bad. Now for the downright campy, I mean, what can you pick out in this campy movie? But the hero, the main dude and the main heroine, they are cruising down the river on a makeshift log raft, like Huckleberry Finn. And I just thought that was really fun. And I was like, man, I want that. I want like a whole Huckleberry Finn meets Jaws movie for an hour and 10 minutes. And that would have been 5 out of 5, right? Now, with that said, the movie is still a classic. Like I said, there's a lot of really strong stuff going on in this movie. A lot of, it's like Jaws, but it definitely beats its own path and creates a really unique story in and of itself. So check out Piranha 1978. Check out the sequels. I really want to. And follow, like, and engage with Camp Kaiju. We'll be back next week, hopefully, with Lake Placid, a late 90s creature feature with a killer alligator. So thanks a lot, and I'll see you then.